Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And thank you so much for tuning in to spend the next few moments with me as we discuss the issue: should the large British supermarket chain Sainsbury's be promoting LGBTQ plus merchandise to kids as young as 5 years old? Okay, now, we know in the States, another retail chain called Target also were vociferous in their promotion of LGBTQ plus merchandise. And that resulted in a big boycott of their business, vast amounts of negative publicity. They got 21 billion wiped off their share price. So you might say it didn't go too well for Target. Although, I mean, Target were ultimately only doing that which people like BlackRock Investment and others want them to do in terms of genuflecting to the LGBTQ plus community. Plus, calling it LGBTQ plus isn't good enough anymore, my friends. We need to call it 2SL, sorry, the 2SLGBTQ plus. Have you heard that one? 2SL, two spirit lives, isn't it? Justin Trudeau talked about that. Again, a further manifestation of insanity. But anyway, back on topic. So, should Sainsbury's be doing this? Now, I was sent an image. I put it up on my Twitter of a Sainsbury's store with a display of their LGBT merchandise for this month, because it's a big sales opportunity to promote this kind of stuff, apparently. And yes, there are T-shirts shown as being made available for five-year-olds. It says for 5 years old on the on the hanger, the t-shirts hanging on. And so it's pretty clear that Sainsbury's don't see any problem with pushing their LGBTQ plus their pride merchandise to five-year-olds. Do you think that's right? I mean, I just can't conceive that in any world that's right. I think if the age of consent is 16, which it is in the UK, be that right or wrong, then as a very minimum, this kind of clothing, which is pushing a sexual choice, remember, should be for people 16 and above. And then if they want to do it, that's their choice. That's their choice. We live in a free society, or at least we used to. And but the promotion, but to target kids as young as five, I mean, you've really got to ask yourself a few questions about, like, did no one sit around the board table and think, well, now, if we're going to push these into kiddies, and these kids are too young to even consent to sex, why are we pushing a sexual narrative upon them? Because whether people like it or not, the whole rainbow narrative is all about, it's my sexual choice. If I want to be trans, if I want to be gay, I'm proud, I want to do it. Yeah. It's your choice if you're an adult. It's inappropriate if you are under the age of consent, because you shouldn't most definitely be having sex. And never mind that, five-year-olds, for goodness sake. I mean, I've got a granddaughter, a couple of years younger than that. I mean, it's horrific that they could be exposed to this kind of stuff. So what I would like to see is, and everyone who follows me should make sure that if you're on Twitter, you tweet at Sainsbury's and ask them to explain themselves, because the promotion of this merchandise to children is arguably grooming. It's grooming them mentally to accept one particular group of sexual choices. And since you can't have a sexual choice if you're under 16, that's not right. But you could see it as worse than that. Is it normalizing this stuff? And the answer is, I think it absolutely is. And I think that's exactly what this month of June is all about. It's the normalization of the greatest of the seven deadly sins, pride. And the Bible makes it really clear, pride comes before a fall, or maybe the fall. And so when Sainsbury's do this, and they're not the only one, I mean, Marks and Spencer's, Tesco, they're all at it. They're all signaling their, for their heart's content, their total support for the Pride Month. And I don't see why, I mean, at best, when it comes to something like Remembrance Sunday, they signal it for a day. When it comes to the deadliest of the seven deadly sins, they signal it for a month. In no world is this right. In no world is this appropriate. Those executive in Sainsbury's who passed this need to look in the mirror and ask themselves some pretty hard questions about what exactly they are enabling, what they are facilitating, and why they are. They can say, but we're stunning and brave. Yeah, you can be as stunning and brave as you want when it comes to adults, if that's what you want, if that's what you think. Is that what a family-friendly store is all about, by the way? Just can I just clarify that? Sainsbury's pride themselves in being family-friendly. Right, so what sort of families are rushing out to buy each other this LGBTQ plus pride merchandise? Which families are doing that? Exactly. And I'm afraid, friends, that's where we are. You know, they talk about pride in terms of the rainbow and all of that. I see a very dark rainbow. I don't see a rainbow of colors at all. I think that's another satanic inversion, by the way. We know the rainbow is a sign between God and mankind if we believe our Bibles. So we know that. So when you invert it and use it in this way, it's a satanic inversion. And they know that when they're doing that, by the way. It's absolutely clear. But all these people, like these retailers who are pushing this pride merchandise down at children, young kids as young as five, honestly, they should be ashamed of themselves. Thanks for listening.